Good morning to you, wherever you are, or maybe it's not morning. We're going through Genesis family stories again like we did last summer. This story is about brothers reconciled in Genesis 32 and 33. The Genesis family stories are also the Abraham's blessing stories. In Genesis 12, God called Abraham, told him to go to a new place, and promised to bless him and his descendants. And God told Abraham that this family blessing on him would eventually spread to all the peoples on earth. And every single story in Genesis after that is about that family, Abraham's family, through the generations and that blessing. Which through Christ, that blessing went to all the nations, and it has become our blessing. We who meet in this small church, and every believer, has through Christ inherited that first blessing that went to Abraham and his descendants. So, just what all these stories have blessing in them, in one way or another. Jacob flees and returns. 20 years before our story, Jacob stole from his brother Esau the blessing of their father Isaac. Isaac was Abraham's son. Esau and Jacob were twins that were Abraham's grandsons. And Esau was so angry at what Jacob had done, stealing his blessing, that he was ready to kill Jacob. And so Jacob ran to Laban, long ways away. And now, 20 years later, Jacob has many flocks and herds, and he's got a family, and he's going back home. And Jacob sent messengers ahead to talk to Esau. "This is what you are to say to my lord Esau," he's instructing his messengers. "Your servant Jacob says, I have been with Laban, and now I'm coming home. I'm sending you this message to my lord, that I might find favor in your eyes. I'm sending this message to my lord that I might find favor in your eyes." That means Jacob is asking Esau for forgiveness for what he did 20 years earlier. So the messengers came back to Jacob and they said, "We passed on your message, and Esau is coming to meet you, and he has 400 men with him." Whoa, that does not sound like forgiveness, does it? The Bible says Jacob had great fear and distress. The Bible rarely says things like that. It tells us what people say and what they do, and we can figure out from that what people feel. But this time, the Bible tells us what Jacob felt. So Jacob prayed. Jacob prayed, and this is one of the longer prayers in Genesis. He said, "God, you led me here. You told me to come home. And you said you'd take care of me. And you've been very faithful to me since I left home. You've been very good to me. But now, God, I am afraid. Please save me from Esau. And remember that you promised to bless me and give me many descendants." You know, when we are afraid, this is not a bad way to pray. One, "God, you led me here." Two, "God, you've been faithful to me until now and taken good care of me." Three, "Right now, I am very afraid." Four, "Remember, God, that you promised to be with me and take care of me." Amen. We could do a lot worse than that. That's a good prayer. So Jacob's gifts and message. Jacob sent gifts ahead of him to Esau. He sent goats and sheep and camels and cows and donkeys, 550 animals in all. So these are big gifts. And he's giving Esau these animals, and he's also giving Esau the servants that were taking care of these animals. And Jacob told the servants carefully what to say. Each herd was separate with its own servants, and they were all to give Esau the same message. "These animals belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us." All the servants gave the same message. And then the story breaks, and in the middle of the Esau, Jacob wrestled with the man at night, who turned out to be God. We went over this story last week. Putting this story of Jacob wrestling with God in the middle of the Esau story, Genesis is telling us that these stories belong together. Jacob fights for his life all night, and the next day his life is at risk from Esau. So that there is some kind of parallel between the man at night, who is God, and Esau the next day. The next morning, Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming toward him, and sure enough, there were 400 men with him. So all his gifts and messages had gone ahead of him, so Jacob arranged his four wives, one behind the other, each with their own children, and Jacob went ahead of them to meet Esau. And as he went to Esau, he bowed to the ground seven times as he approached his brother. What's going on here? What's all this, my lord Esau, and your servant Jacob, and bowing to the ground seven times? This is his twin brother. He does not need to talk to him like that. Jacob is doing his best to give back what he stole from Esau. His father Isaac blessed him in this way in Genesis 27. Be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. I'm going to read that again. Be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. That's what Isaac said, and it should have gone to Esau, but Jacob stole it. Esau knows all this, so Jacob is giving it back as much as he is able. He is treating Esau as if Esau had actually gotten that blessing. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Oh, that is remarkable and wonderful. Is that not one of the happiest lines in the Bible? How did that happen? Did Esau set out from home angry and then change his mind along the way? Did Esau have forgiveness in his heart all along? Then why did he come with 400 men? We don't know. And I guess that part of the story does not matter. But we do know how it ended. When Jesus tells the story of the prodigal son's father meeting the returning son, Jesus uses this line. This is how that father greets his disgraceful son. He ran to meet him. He embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him. That sentence does not occur anywhere else in the Bible, but here in the Esau story and in the story of the prodigal son. And after all the trouble in Genesis between brothers and also between sisters, this reconciliation is a little bit of God showing through. It's a part of God's blessing that these things happen at all. And after they embraced and wept, Esau said, all these flocks and herds that you sent me, what do they mean? And Jacob said, to find favor in your eyes, my lord. And Esau said, I have all I need, my brother. You keep these. And Jacob said, no, accept this gift. Seeing your face is like seeing the face of God, since you have received me favorably. See, at the end of the previous night, struggling with the man, Jacob called the place Peniel, the face of God, because he said, I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. To Jacob, the next day, that all-night meeting with God was like his meeting with Esau. In both cases, Jacob could easily have been killed, wrestling with God face to face and meeting Esau. But the night of wrestling ended wonderfully with a new name for Jacob. He's not deceiver anymore. He's Israel, one who struggles with God and overcomes. And that story ended with God's blessing. And the danger the next day from Esau also ended wonderfully with this reconciliation. So what happened the night before with God and what happened the next day with Esau are to Jacob the same kind of event. And so he says to Esau, Esau, seeing your face today is like seeing the face of God, since you have received me favorably. And these gifts are my gratitude to you and to God. So Jacob could see that Esau's warm forgiveness was God's grace to him. So there's more conversation with Jacob and Esau after this. And Jacob continues to say, "My Lord Esau and your servant Jacob." So Jacob did not just talk this way to pacify Esau. Esau was pacified by now. They were reconciled warmly. But Jacob keeps talking like this because he really is doing what he can to give back to Esau what he stole. "Be Lord over your brothers. May the sons of your mother bow down to you." Jacob has God's blessing now, and he can give back what he stole. He can't really give it back, of course, but as much as he can, he does. So let's do some reflecting on this story. The forgiveness of Esau toward Jacob cannot really be explained. Esau never in his life shows any interest in God. Even in this meeting, Jacob speaks of God repeatedly, but Esau never mentions God. And yet they're brothers. They're twin brothers, so it's hard to know what's going on here. But as far as the way the scripture's story is told, this forgiveness comes out of nowhere. And we should take Jacob's comment at full value. "Seeing your face is like seeing the face of God, since you have received me favorably." God made this happen, and he can make this happen with anyone he wants, even someone not interested in him. And Jacob, for his part, he worked hard to make this reconciliation happen. He prayed earnestly, and he planned, and he put plans into action. He did all he could to win Esau back. He did not just say, "Oh, sorry about that." He did not do that. He had motivation now. He was terrified. That helps motivate reconciliation. But still, he prayed earnestly, and he put lavish plans into process to reconcile with Esau. And Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around Jacob's neck and kissed him, and they wept. "Seeing your face is like seeing the face of God." Listen, my brothers and sisters, can you imagine reconciliation, your reconciliation with God being like that? Can you imagine God running to meet you and embracing you and throwing his arms around your neck and kissing you? When the Bible says we're reconciled to God, could you see this being the picture behind that? Jesus used this to teach us about God. When Jesus told us the story of the prodigal coming home, he used this very sentence from Genesis to describe the prodigal's father running to meet that unpleasant and much-loved son. Jesus telling us about his Father in heaven, "And this is the blessing we have inherited." Try that on, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Let's pray. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, thanks for the story. There are so many things in here. God, help us be reconcilers. Help us be reconcilers. And help us where there are family troubles like this. And anoint our imaginations with your Holy Spirit so that we can rightly picture how you receive us. May your Spirit bear witness with our spirits that these things are really so in how you receive us. And Father, whether we can picture it or not, we praise you for how you do receive us. Amen. Will you rise, please, for the benediction? May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Go in God's peace to love and serve the Lord. You are dismissed.